So basically, my questions come down to, given the fact that the only facilities that have been visited by the mayors are Covanta facilities, it's the closest one, fair enough. There's data and information in there that's basically from the company or from consultants that work with this company. There was even a video that was shown at the end of the meeting from Covanta. Has the technology been chosen, or are we truly waiting for to see what the, or are we advocating directly for a Covanta facility here?
There is only one other, two other companies that we have considered or looked at, and unfortunately, each of them are still in the testing stage. And so also through a discussion I had with staff in Ottawa, they agreed with me it's very important to have proven technology. So I think for us to obtain the support from Ottawa to have the best chance of obtaining support, we have to go with a technology that they consider proven. And apparently, when they have debates in Ottawa, whether they're for or against incineration, Durham York keeps being referred to. And I did notice that Mark Sutcliffe on Facebook did an analysis of cities across Canada to show the difference of tipping fees. And Edmonton was the highest with $510 a ton. And in the middle, although it's not a city, it said Durham York, $210 a ton. So I thought that's interesting. There's one reason why Durham York is there. It's because that's where the technology of Covanta is.
Do you understand that people might be concerned? There might be other questions about a public official that's works for the public advocating on behalf of a private company?
I have, one thing that in my daily life, I always make sure that there is absolutely never any conflict of interest. And if I was going to be, I am doing my best on behalf of the people of the Pontiac to try to find the best opportunities for economic development and revitalization. I'm very anxious to make MRC Pontiac a leader in something. We can't be a leader in forestry. We can't really be a leader in agriculture, but we could be a leader for the environment and the fight against climate change with a facility like this. And I think it would be amazing. Certainly, there'd be a lot of curiosity from the government, from Quebec City, to come and witness the beginning of the first energy from waste facility, which is something the Quebec government are very interested in, energy from waste. They just haven't taken that first step yet. And so I don't know how I can advocate a plan without an example of what kind of a technology would be used. It's probably the most important question. And I can't advocate something, I will not advocate something that is risky, unhealthy, or can't be or is not proven. And it wouldn't be appropriate for me to talk about the problems with some of these other technologies for the sake of those companies, but there are major problems. And there has been a lot of money lost in certain centers where they've taken a chance. Even Ottawa took a chance on the Plasco technology, and I believe they lost $300 million. So Ottawa in particular, I was certainly, when I had my first meeting with the former mayor, Jim Watson, he was probably understandably a bit nervous about thinking about any kind of thermal technology, especially locating it in Ottawa. But I would say that perhaps in their case, maybe it hadn't been proven before it was built.
And do you have, I guess, concerns about the data that is supplied from the company itself? Do you have concerns that there might be reasons about objectivity on their part? You know what I mean? They're not going to put anything in their sales pitch that makes them look bad, correct?
So the only thing I'd be concerned about maybe would be information about emissions. However, the emissions are monitored by a third party. So that is very reassuring. Has nothing to do with Covanta. And the another party that's watching closely is the Ministry of the Environment. The Ministry of Environment have these A7 standards that are very stringent, and they're usually 98% below what's allowed. So if it was higher than that, they'd probably have to be, they'd be warned or they'd have to shut down. And that's not happening. So a lot of the talk that is out there, who is, it's not coming from the people who support this project. It's from a group of people that would rather talk about it all in a very negative way. And I think the most reassuring thing, Caleb, that I can say today to the listeners is that every step of the way, we will work hand in hand with the Ministry of Environment. And if anything is unsafe, it will not move forward.
But you can see why there might be a concern. It might be perceived as negative on your end, but the concern is real, especially if there's all these ties to the company itself within that aren't acknowledged within like a public presentation, right? The business plan is going to be the objective look at which technology is viable, et cetera, et cetera. But if there's already data that's coming from a private company in this public presentation, you see why those concerns would be there, right?
This private company has 55 facilities all around the world. They were just purchased for over $5 billion. I think that is very, I find that very reassuring. We wouldn't be advocating something that was not going to be of great benefit to the Pontiac and would also allow us to make major strides fighting climate change. And that's what this will do.